For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
G&D live from City Tap House, 3 blocks from Capital One Arena. What are you doing to protect your family's assets? The exclusive sponsor of our show, the law firm Condori and Murat, will help you to draft your last will and testament, set up a living trust, or put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today. Visit kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. Our buddy Al Koken is swinging by. We will talk to him a little over 20 minutes from now to get a preview of the Caps and the Canadiens. We are 2 hours from kicking off the Stanley Cup playoffs in the nation's capital, this spring rite of passage. Weather gets warmer, and yet we still throw on our sweaters and sweat a little bit walking into the arena.
Yeah, the walk, too, you schwitz a little bit. When you get inside, you're properly temperature.
It's nice and dark and cold. And
yeah.
It's everything that you want. You know, the hockey venue, as a portly fella. It is cold enough that it's hoodie weather in there, I'll say.
Remember when they won the Stanley Cup, if you recall that. Do you remember that time?
Of course.
It was pretty fun, yeah. The games were in Vegas, Grant.
That was 2018, I believe.
That was the year.
The happiest year of my life, yeah.
It was 2018, so fun. It's 141 degrees, numbers approximate, in the sun out there in Vegas. In fact, they constructed a series of interconnected underground tunnels so people could walk to and from various places. But the moment you're outside in your sweater, you're like, nope, that's a no for me. I'm not doing that.
For the Caps fans in attendance, just a heads up, we are going to pull our raffle winner coming up as soon as this segment ends. Someone is going to win tickets to tonight's game right here, hanging out with us at our pregame festivities at City Tap House. So if you have not yet filled out your opportunity in the raffle, now is the time. You've got another 17 or so minutes to get up here, and then we are pulling the winner. Someone's winning a couple of tickets. Speaking of tickets, though, we're giving them away at 20 after the hour on the phones all day long.
We're giving away several pair. This is to game 2. That's your chance to win at 5:20. It is awesome, man. Super cool the Caps are doing this with us. Like, that's really, really neat. They want people to be there and be excited the same as we do. So we are desperate to give you Capitals tickets. Please let us.
All right, let's talk about the most important Capitals in this series with the Canadiens. We can go back and forth. I'll start. I think an X factor is going to be Anthony Beauvillier. Beauvillier was acquired at the trade deadline, has mostly played on the bottom six. He has shown elite speed at times, gets the occasional rush, breakaway, opportunities around the cage. But Beauvillier, when they acquired him, the thought was he's depth and he's going to play maybe on the third, fourth line. Because of the injury to Alexis Protas, and it's a massive loss for Washington, Beauvillier is on the top line to kick off this playoff series. So Alex Ovechkin and Dylan Strome, instead of skating with Protas, are going to skate with number 72, Beauvillier. What an opportunity for him. You go from, you know, a non-contending team, essentially, earlier in the season, to being traded to the best team in the East at the time you arrive. They finish off the number one seed, home ice throughout the postseason in their conference, and now you're skating with Alex Ovechkin and a point-per-game player, number one on this team, and Dylan Strome, going into a playoff series. I also like Beauvillier's speed in this matchup. Montreal's very fast. They're a little bit undersized. They're very young. But I actually think the speed of Beauvillier could help them a little bit. He is critical, though. we keep saying how huge the loss of Protas is, and I think it is. He's their mm-hmm. best even-strength skater, and he's not going to play early in this series. It's my opinion. We're probably not going to see him in this series at all. But Bevilier, if he were to go out and get you 5 or 6 points in six games or have a goal in twice in this series or something, I mean, that is erasing the deficit in a big, big way, even if you lose some snarl and some size and some physicality from Protas around the cage.
They had a number of guys score 30-plus goals this year, talking about the Washington Capitals. Some guy named Ovechkin had 44 to lead the club, but you had Dylan Strome with 29, and I know it's not quite 30. Protas, who you just
he
mentioned.
He scored his 30th in the final game, and they took it away for an offsides by 2 inches.
That is right. Again, I love those challenges. Those things are so much fun. It's the whole point of sports. But that number of guys right around there. Connor McMichael at one point this year looked like he was on 35 or 40 goal pace, finished with 26, had one goal over his last 11 contests, was about that cold really from, again, return of Four Nations on, scoring a goal every 7 or 8 games, which is not even close to the pace that he was on. He could be an X factor, kind of a forgotten man on this offense, you know, a little bit of everything, right, in terms of skill, winning some puck possessions, hopefully has a chance to pot a few, just get himself a couple good looks as part of a second line that I think is going to be instrumental in this series. To me, that's their most important line, to negate Montreal's best line, but on the other side, to hopefully make those guys play some defense. And I think McMichael can be instrumental in that.
I'll give you another one. It looks increasingly likely that goaltender Logan Thompson is going to be back soon in this series. He may very well start tonight. Spencer Carberry's been very coy. We'll ask Al Kokin about this coming up next segment. But it seems like they are dragging this out for the sake of not wanting Montreal to know who's in net. But Thompson was healthy enough to skate the last several times out. He was healthy enough to practice all weekend. I think he is 100%. He has not played in a game in weeks. He has not taken a lot of pucks, though, in practice until just the last couple of days. So they may start Charlie Lindgren tonight and have Thompson watch and just give him an extra couple of days of practicing and seeing some shots maybe. But we don't know. Because of this, I'm going to say Lindgren's massive. Charlie Lindgren, even if he's watching Logan Thompson tonight at that point, are we sure Logan Thompson's going to be himself?
Yeah.
What if he plays and all along we've been just begging and praying that Thompson could get back in time? But he's not quite right.
Remember, which is, by the way, not crazy.
Not at all. And his worst 2 weeks of the season were the 2 weeks leading up to his injury, by the way. He takes a puck off the head, concussion symptoms. I guess they didn't necessarily define it that way, but he was still having some issues with lights mm-hmm. after taking a slap shot to the forehead. So you tell me what you think it was.
Uh-huh.
But if he comes back and struggles a little bit, you still got to tap into Chucky Lindgren. This is someone who got him to the playoffs, standing on his head, stretch run of last year, has not played at the same level this season. Production has gone down a bit, but they did re-sign him. They gave Thompson more money to be their A goaltender moving forward. They paid Lindgren to be their B goaltender in the foreseeable future over the next few years with the cap exploding. So Charlie Lindgren becomes pertinent, especially if Thompson can't go tonight and he draws the game one start against a Montreal team that can put the puck in the net. They got a lot of skill and a lot of speed.
Touched on this guy's line mate that I'm going with, Ryan Leonard. How about Ryan Leonard? I mean, I know, listen, the goal that he scored was an empty netter a couple of weeks back, but this is young legs, this is fresh legs, this is youthful enthusiasm. This is a guy that can just be kind of a pain in the butt, kind of the Tasmanian devil style of hockey here as he gets his sea legs underneath him in the NHL. And by the way, a few weeks ago he's doing like an econ midterm, and now he's playing in the NHL postseason. Get tested, young man. But here he is on the third line, which I think is going to be instrumental in this series. They need more production out of that group. So, you know, any kind of offense you get from him, I think is a bonus, but maybe creating some chances, winning a puck battle here and there. Maybe it's a hit, likes to be physical, likes to mix it up a little bit, but moves around so well, maybe can counter some of that Montreal speed.
You know, it's interesting. You go with Leonard there. I was thinking about the entire third line, and I can't take a whole line necessarily, but I think you
can name, the conversation. I think you're right.
You can name any one of those guys. Mm-hmm. This has been their worst line this season. And it's not a shot at any one of these players individually. Like, Leonard's been there for a couple of weeks, right? Mangiapane has mostly been with Eller for the duration of the year. And while he's had some moments and he's been gifted offensively, he's a former 30-goal guy, Mangiapane's the one offseason acquisition they made where they invested some true assets. He makes $5.5 million a year that you wouldn't grade as like an A grade for the season. I would say it was probably a C addition, C minus, something like that. He didn't quite give them exactly what they wanted. You can spin the conversation, though, pretty quickly. You go out and score 2 goals in game one tonight in a 3-2 win or something like that, and all of a sudden you're a hero in D.C. Just like that. Speaking of heroes, Lars Eller won Game 5 of the Stanley Cup with the GWG and was a part of the Cup team in 2018. Forever, we'll all be indebted and in love with Lars because of that. He is not the same player anymore. And I think if you're ranking contributions kind of top to bottom from their big key 12 this year, he's down near 12. I think he has been a little bit snake bitten. It's been forever since he scored, hadn't been able to finish as a goal scorer. If he could give them something, how many times in the cup run did he bang a rebound home or come up with a puck in front of the net? It was his goal against Columbus that saved that whole postseason.
Off his thigh.
They were down 0-2 in Columbus for game 3. In overtime, a puck, people forget, hit the post that Columbus had shot, or else the Caps are down 0-3 and it's maybe over before it starts. And Lars comes down with a puck hitting off of his leg, going into the net. They get the win. He eventually scores the goal to win it in Game 5 against Vegas. But whether it's him or Mangiapane, I think somebody on that third line has got to step up because they just have not gotten any consistent offense or real goal scoring from that group.
Totally right. Totally right. This may not be an X factor, probably not fair. I think this is just one of the most important players, period, full stop, is Pierre-Luc Dubois. Because this is the guy, as you're talking about, you know, having a last change at home, he's going to be on the ice, presumably, and him and his line are going to be there to try to negate that Montreal best punch, that offensive line. Now, maybe you might see them mix and match, maybe, you know, try to prevent them being, you know, just sort of trotting out that same group. Maybe you sort of mix that group up a little bit to try to prevent some of this matchup game, but you force them to adjust. Pierre-Luc Dubois needs to be a plus player in this series, meaning more scoring chances for his group than allowing for Montreal. And if he's able to do that, what he's done, frankly, most of the season, where he's been outstanding, probably their best acquisition this year, I could see the Caps winning this series handily.
By the way, I think Pierre-Luc Dubois might be the litmus test player for me early in this game, and here's what I mean. I think he'll be the most obvious guy to try to get a feel for if they've flipped that proverbial switch that you keep talking about.
Mm-hmm.
When you say, the way they're playing, I don't love it, but how do you just start playing that way when the playoff starts? That line is all systems go.
Yep.
It's Connor McMichael, who you talked about earlier. It's PLD centering, and it's Tom Wilson. I think Luc Dubois, who is one of the best two-way players in the National Hockey League, could be in the Selke conversation. He is, for me, a very obvious, like, drag him into the fight guy. There are nights where you just see him flying around, being very physical early in a game, and you go, oh, man, the boys are ready tonight. And I think it's going to be a tell. My guess is, if I had to bet, that line starts the game. It'll either be that line or the Dowd line, I would assume. But you're matching up with Montreal's best line. So presumably the Canadians are going to put Cole Caulfield, Nick Suzuki on the ice, the best line in hockey for the last few weeks. And I would match wits if I'm Carbs all series long, all game long, whenever I get last change at home, with Luc Dubois, Tom Wilson trying to hit those guys as often as possible. McMichael with his speed, you know, the stick that he's got in lanes trying to get some takeaways. But I think Luc Dubois' a tell tonight is he got that full ice game going.
Yep.
So he got that couple hundred-foot game where he is able to be the best defensive forward on the team, where he's creating issues for the goaltender in front of the cage. Like 10 minutes into the game, you normally have a pretty good feel for what he's bringing. That's going to be a real obvious tell for me on if they were able to flip the switch.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's the, you know, it I mean, I know people hate plus-minus, but it's that in terms of scoring chances, in terms of puck possession, those things have to be plus for Washington when that great line of Caulfield, Suzuki, and company is on the ice for Montreal. If you negate them by either keeping the puck or making them play deep with board battles and hitting them a couple different times, if it's an end-to-end transition thing, you're getting beat on that. Like, that line's going to make the better of you because as they've done to everybody pretty much down the stretch.
By the way, I know we talked so much about this early in the year that maybe leading into a playoff game is not the right time to have the conversation, but what a year for PLD. Do you remember the stories?
Of course.
About him when they acquired him?
Of course.
He played every single game last year with the Kings, 82 games.
Mm-hmm.
He only had four fewer goals. He had 16 goals. Although, if you go back to the first month of the season, he probably should have scored 7 or 8 more times than he did.
No one's ever been more snake-bit, by the way.
It was crazy. It was, you know, I bet you the Pythagorean, like, expected goal total for him is up closer to 30 this season.
Uh-huh.
But he had 26 more points, albeit on a much better team, the Capitals this season. And if you want to know the quality of the team, as evidenced by, you know, you talked about plus minus. To me, that just tells you, you know, how good is the lines or the team that you're on. He was a minus 10 last year. He's a plus 27 this year. So it's a way better group around him. But he played almost two more minutes on ice. Got some power play time, but he gets some in PK time. His shot percentage was up a hair, you know, from around 12% to 14% or whatever. Face-off percentage was about the same, right around 49 and change. But the buy-in for him in this situation under Carbs, one of the reasons Spencer Carberry, in my opinion, is going to win the Jack Adams Award for Coach of the Year is being able to get through to players like Pierre-Luc Dubois. He just gets more out of guys than a lot of coaches. I don't want to run Peter Laviolette down, who the Rangers just fired this weekend. But Peter Laviolette had an opportunity to elevate the game of Connor McMichael. He wasn't that interested. Peter Laviolette was working with a young Alexi Protas on the precipice of him, you know, being able to help in the National Hockey League. Why does Carbs get more out of all those young guys? Mm-hmm. His background, whether it was at Hershey or in other stops in the minor leagues.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I think it's a big reason, but I didn't know he would be able to get through to veterans the way that he has. That guys like Ovi and Carlson would love him like they do. Chychrun comes over and sings his praises. And clearly, the bond, whatever he did to get through to PLD, this was always the promised player. This guy could be a star, and he's played like it this year.
Yeah. I mean, you look at, you know, for example, not to dork out with too many Seths, but Corsi basically measures who's got the puck, right? Who's got the puck? Who's got control of it more often?
Which, okay? let's just call it what it is. The whole point of the game is if you don't have the puck, you're screwed. And so it wasn't until a few years ago that really the league started to say, all we should care about is the percentage of shots when you're on the ice, you know?
Precisely.
Your team versus the other team.
And so he's among the leaders, and that part of it is his line, but he's among the leaders on the team, and it's along with John Carlson and Jacob Chychrun and company. Now, here's why it's significant to me, okay? He's on the ice most often when the other team's best offensive line is on the ice, right? When the other team that's there, we're going to put out our aces, our guys that are our scoring line. Now, it's not every time, obviously, because they're road games, there's mixing and matching, but most often he's going to draw this really difficult assignment. You get that in this series where the other team's best line doesn't have the puck as much, advantage Capitals, right? Again, that second line with PLD anchoring it is instrumental in the series. They have to be.
Which line do you think is the most interesting? You know, not going to be best, but like maybe if we're saying X factor player, like I'm saying the third line, that Mangiapane, Eller, Leonard line, because it just hasn't helped enough offensively, that elevating its game could be key. Where do you say if blank is great then? Now they're in business.
I mean, we just spent all this time talking about the second line, so that's probably my answer. But in this,
you just want, like, they're the tip of the sword. They got
to
be it.
Yeah, that to me is because, again, of who they're going up against most likely. But let me try to flip it a little bit. Now, it'd be really interesting, right? It'd be like the greatest goal scorer ever to live. His line's important. But because it's Beauvillier and not Protas, right? So if they're good, if they're generating problems for Montreal's young defensemen, again, if they're winning puck battles, if they're keeping it in the zone and running their cycle and getting scoring chances time after time after time, you're going to force Montreal to play a way they don't want to play. And so if Beauvillier and company, with their speed game, instead of Protas is kind of all around, is able to bother them and you know, create some scoring chances, now you're talking about a series that's tilting the Capitals.
Well, and let's call it what it is, too. Ovi had a terrible series against the Rangers.
Yeah.
We could go through possible reasons why or who to blame and who not to. But
the answer is yes. Yeah,
production business.
Yeah.
He did not have a goal. He didn't have a point. I think we said the other day, I'd have to look up the numbers. I don't have him in front of me. But I think he had like 4 shots on goal or whatever in 4 games. He did next to nothing a year ago as they got swept. And so there is some pressure on him. The narrative forever about him in the playoffs has been wrong and flawed and silly. It's just not a real thing. But he has long been a better playoff performer than he got credit for. And then when they finally won the Cup in 18, everybody got off his back. But his worst playoff series ever, not close, was a year ago against the New York Rangers. I think he does have to have some type of bounce back this time around.
Agreed.
So that's not something we're talking to going into next year, that he wears down as the year goes on, or that he can't play the same at the, you know, the postseason level because of the long season, or whatever dialogues are going to be on the shouty shows. We want to hear from you guys. We will take your temperature closer to 6 o'clock tonight on this matchup, but right now, another chance for somebody to win a pair of tickets to Game 2 on Wednesday night on the phone. So caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. You are winning 2 tickets to see the Capitals and the Canadiens Wednesday, 2 nights from now, April 23rd, over at Cap One Arena. For tickets and more event information, go to thefandc.com. Al Koken, Smokin' Al, who's been covering the Caps longer than anybody in town, stops by to join us and preview the series next. We're at City Tap House in Penn Quarter on The Fan.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
And now, 2 pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, They've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.